Ramble.
He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Welcome!
The guilty pleasures.
Oh my god.
He was in the Amazon with my mom.
Yeah.
He was in the Amazon with my mom. She was researching spiders.
Right before she died. Did you not understand it was right before she died?
I'm so happy to be here with you guys because honestly, I feel like our web connects us all.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
You got a couple web heads in the house.
Oh yeah.
Webbies, where you at?
Pew, 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 pew. We're talking about Madam Web.
You guys asked for it.
Yeah, last week we talked about the Oscars.
Prestige.
And this week we're talking about Madam Web.
Yeah. Best of the best.
And we're right on time.
Yeah.
But this is about the Razzies and the Oscars. They're around the same time, is it not?
Yeah, good point.
Someone resurfaced. There was a clip of Halle Berry accepting the Razzie for Catwoman while holding her Oscar.
Yeah, for her monster.
That she won that same night. Mm-hmm.
The
sick.
Most boss move.
And she's like, I'm sure she took it in stride.
Oh, she must have loved it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you guys are so funny for saying I'm the worst actress alive. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Madam Web, you have heard a lot about this film by now. It is like a box office bomb, a critical bomb, but we're here to tell you that it deserves it.
It's the best film of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have some fun here.
We're having fun.
We're having a good time.
Do you know how hard it is to make a movie?
It is very hard to make a movie. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge the amount of
time. You know how hard it is to make a movie with a studio breathing down your fucking back?
Yeah. It could be a lot easier.
we talked about that last episode.
Oh my god.
Do you know the director? What else she's worked on?
I'm scared. It's a female director. I'm here to defend women this episode.
I think.
S.J. Clarkson.
What a name.
She directed episode of Succession.
Oh.
Of course, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she wouldn't be given that unless she was fantastic.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm right about that.
Listen, the cinematography was great.
Yeah, she directed an episode of Succession. Oh my god. This was a movie.
It was a movie.
That I watched.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of things that I actually really liked about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote my first pro. Garrick bought gummy worms.
Yeah, I did.
The weed kind or?
No, he bought sour gummy worms. Sour gummy worms.
So you, wait a minute. You both wanted to be sober for this experience? Because that's rare.
You know what? That was on us.
Seen a movie.
That was on us.
That was on us. We definitely wanted to be high for this one.
Yeah, and it was an oopsie doopsie.
Yeah, we failed.
I need to apologize.
You had a hiker's high.
I need to apologize. So we made a plan to go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, hey, Maggie, it's a beautiful day. You want to go on a hike? And she said, yeah. And then we're hiking. And she's like, shouldn't we turn back? And I'm like, I think we can go around this. And let's go around this little bend. And actually, it's a loop. And it's going to bring us right back to the parking lot. I was 30 minutes late.
Yeah. Oh, you got lost in the woods.
I missed
the trailers. I missed the Nicole Kidman ad.
A new one coming out in March.
Three new ones.
Completely fucking different ones, not three cuts of the same shit.
That's what they said. They're three different ones, and it's like the ending of Clue, where you go and you see different ones.
Oh my god.
Love it.
But poor Garrick goes to see this movie, and he's just sitting watching Madam Web
alone.
Alone for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what?
I didn't miss 30 minutes of the movie. I missed 30 minutes of 20 minutes of trailers,
ten minutes of the movie.
5 minutes, whatever.
Yeah. The first 10 minutes, action packed. You're the learning, first, plot, 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 plot.
The first 10 minutes is like, I feel like was written by AI. I cannot tell you how atrocious this beginning was.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, for sure. For sure.
Lucky for me, they repeat the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, they do.
Later, so I actually, in fact, didn't miss it.
No.
Also, Garrick FaceTimed me in.
Yeah, I did.
You FaceTimed him into a movie to watch it?
Yep. I would feel bad if it were anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Madam Web on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
You mean to tell me I could sit at home and make Garrick FaceTime me into some of this shit?
No, you can't make me do anything because you weren't on the way.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I again,
this was a special occasion also.
Okay, I hear you.
It felt this appropriate.
We should name the day that we all consumed Madame Web as something to go down in history as.
Yeah, yeah. Like, once we all joined the Webiverse,
the world, the web. I don't know. We got to think of. We got to commemorate it somehow.
I suppose I should give a synopsis.
I mean, he was in Amazon with his mother.
Yeah.
She was researching spiders before she died.
Before she died.
I suppose you should try to give a synopsis.
Go.
Madame Web.
Okay.
A film that says, finally, a film about Peter Parker's uncle's coworker.
Yeah.
This fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
Madame Web, Cassie, she's a paramedic. Her mom died in the Amazon researching spiders when she died. And one day, her powers turn on.
Whoop.
For no reason.
On.
Yeah.
And she can sort of see the future.
Kinda.
Sometimes.
A little bit.
Meanwhile, there's a big bad man named Gabriel. He was in the Amazon researching spiders with my mom right before she died. And he has a vision of three spider women, played by Sydney Sweeney and two other teenagers.
Who are like teens.
Who are very talented.
Yeah.
And he has a vision of them in spider suits killing him. So he says, bitch, I'm going to find you. I'm going to kill you first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then Madame Web sees a vision of that. And she's like, flip it and reverse it. I'm going to save these girls.
Yep.
I'm going to protect them, kind of, but not really. Let their parents deal with it.
I know.
Even though I'm an EMT literally here to save people's lives for a living, I'll let their parents deal with it.
The first thing you may be wondering, so many things you may be wondering. So then you get Ben Parker, Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Played by Adam Scott.
Great choice.
Sultry.
Can I take a pause?
Yeah.
I thought he was great.
He was fantastic.
He was in the moment. He was trying his hardest not to laugh the whole time, and that felt good and validating.
It made it feel real and grounded.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, no, I'm not fucking around. I thought that he sold the character. He was charming.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yep.
I thought he was great.
It made me think about, like, oh, damn, we really did lose somebody fun when Uncle Ben died. That sucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something else?
Tell us.
Dakota Johnson. As Madame Web, Cassie.
Great.
I thought this is the best she's ever been.
Can I tell you why?
Why is that?
Because she did absolutely nothing as a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's very fair.
Literally was not a superhero.
Yeah.
She was an EMT.
Yeah.
Trying to protect three girls from a bad guy.
Yep.
That's why you liked her.
She was a lady who could see the future, kind of.
So she doesn't jump. She doesn't
in a confusing way.
She doesn't kick. She doesn't web.
Yeah.
She's just acting like a normal person.
Yeah,
she's trying her darndest. There is a scene where she's literally talking to a cat in order to exposition dump.
Yeah.
First of all, there's several scenes where she talks to a cat.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's bigger than a dump. It's the movie.
Yeah.
It's expo movie, I feel like. It's not expo dumping at all. Just expo film. You know, like I don't understand how you can cram that much exposition into anything outside of like, oh, this is a future movie.
Much exposition and yet nothing happens.
Nothing happens. The exposition doesn't help.
Because it's not enough information. Like the exposition leaves you with more questions than answers.
Yeah, you're not answering anything.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, so based off of that answer you just gave me, I have 15 more questions on what you're trying to tell me.
Did you guys know
that she was in the Amazon?
Because I fucking knew and she said it several times.
Do you know who this was written by?
No.
Oh. No. What a fucking treat. I'm about to get. Oh, let me just make a moment out of this. No, look at me. Look at me. Look at me in the eye.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
No.
The guys who wrote Morbius.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They not only were the guys.
It's Morbin time.
So when Dakota Johnson signed on to this movie, it was a completely different version.
Of course.
And she was like, yes. And then they were like, just kidding. We need to do about 15 rewrites, some reshoots, and re-ADR all of the villains' lines.
Let's bring in the big guns.
Do you
guns.
Know who we're going to bring in? The guys who fucking wrote Morbius. And that's why I loved it.
They love
why did you
opening in a cave in the Amazon.
Oh, my God. Give me a spider. Give me a fucking bat. Bite me. Trap me. Ooh. Shoot me for a cause. I need an animal to save humankind? I don't think so. Bad guy.
I would say this movie had big ME. BME. Five ruined it.
Yeah, but that right there was worth it.
I wanted it to be, you go,
big Morbius energy.
And then I go, big Morbin energy.
Big Morbin energy.
I definitely, there were a couple times Garrick was with me, and he can attest to it. I was so amped that I vibrated my sheet and went, oh, it's Morbin time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, oh, we're Morbin.
Yeah, there were a lot of, like, guffaws from Zach.
I saw this on, like, a Tuesday afternoon, completely full theater.
Yeah.
In, like, IMAX or whatever the fuck that surround theater is, laser, old Dolby
like
laser.
Oh, like the 40X.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I tell you guys, my theater was, would have thought this was the funniest comedy they have ever seen. Yeah. I mean, they cackled at the end of, like, the climax of the film. And, like, it was a joy to watch and be watching. Yeah.
To be with real cinephiles.
To be with my people.
Oh, with webheads.
With webheads.
True masters of the art, I feel like.
I feel like here's where in the movie I went, oh, dang it, for women, was when Sydney Sweeney came on screen.
Sydney Sweeney, okay, I just need to say this.
Yeah.
She's an incredible actress.
Incredible.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe one of the worst performances I've ever seen in a movie.
When? What? Like, that's why when you said this was so much 2022, I was like, are you kidding?
We just looked up before the movie because I was like, when was this filmed? Because right now she's like the star of a comedy.
Yeah.
She killed it on Euphoria. Like, I think she was great.
Was this in between? If it was 2022, this might have been like right before Euphoria season 2.
I don't know.
Like that.
She plays a bookish nerd who's like afraid to do anything, and she is so severely miscast.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, what I wonder if they were going for was the way that Peter Parker is a bookish nerd.
Yeah.
And like we're going to do like the lady Peter Parker who's
and
like a nerd.
She's going to be the future of this franchise,
Spider-Verse,
obviously.
Yeah. And it just does not work.
And they have her acting alongside two for real teenagers, like young people.
Kids.
And it just like these three women
who are sassy and funny. And
yeah,
they,
and like crazy, and we flip off ambulances. Like, here's where I think it flopped for me character wise. They were like three very distinct characters that were all doing the same thing, running from, they were confused. They were like, why are we being attacked? Why are we being hunted by this evil man?
It was one person. All of their roles could have been one
girl. Make it Sydney Sweeney and then give it the depth that I needed to care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, make it Dora the Explorer.
Oh, was that actress?
Yeah.
I thought she was the best one.
She was great. Mm. She was great. Make it her.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's really hard to not make a movie or a superhero movie or any type of like nerdy zeitgeist thing not feel like Logan or The Last of Us. And so while doing that, you have to be like, okay, well, if it's not just one girl, let's have it be three then. Let's have it be a tribe of spider people that I'm trying to save as this superpowered being. And have it be that to get away from that conversation. But with that, you make it a hat on a hat on a hat. You make it confusing. You make it like way more muddled than it needs to be because you're also like dealing with fucking time travel.
Yeah.
Like that was another like that was the part that really threw me because the way that they showed her abilities was just as confusing for the audience as it was for her, which I think is like that's. You know,
like,
cool.
Could she control it? How? Why does it redo?
Why is it like? Why is it? What is the onset?
Yeah, there was no activation at all. It was just like, oh, a scene would start and then the scene would rewind, and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
So the first time that Miss Webb.
Webb is her last name.
Crazy
by the
they
way.
Didn't just go with full Charlotte's Webb. Like they should have just called her Charlotte.
Yeah, her name is Cassie Webb.
Cassie Webb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kismet.
Yeah.
She is trying to save someone. She's a paramedic. And then like, oops, the door closes. Oops, the car falls over. Oops,
so
she falls into the water.
It's a near-death experience that activates her spidey sense. Mm.
By the way, you're a shitty paramedic.
Bad paramedic. You should have knew that. Also, fucking Spider-Man, every Spider-Man movie has to have a car falling off of a bridge.
Yeah, underwater.
Stop doing that. Don't do that. That's it's okay to
maybe
not.
Maybe it's a nod to it now. Maybe it's a trend. They're really trying to make it a thing, you know?
Yeah. Maybe it is a nod.
Do it more.
Do it more. Do it seven more
times. Do it a couple times
okay.
in the movie.
All right. Okay.
Once
but
in a movie is not.
To back up even for, like, to back up to even the beginning of her creation.
Are you talking about when she was in the Amazon researching spiders before she died?
She died, her mother. First of all, the most pregnant woman I've ever seen in my life.
Traveling to
the Amazon.
Whoa. She was very pregnant. The reveal of her being pregnant, where she is just like researching the spider in the Amazon right before she dies. And then she's just like, oh. And you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And then the reveal of this giant belly. And she's like, I'm sorry. She's kicking her like, you know, she doesn't want me to be doing this.
She doesn't want me to be here.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Girl, what doctor let you on a plane?
And let me tell you, when I saw that on FaceTime, I was shocked.
So her mom is researching spiders in the Amazon before she died.
Yeah.
And this guy over her shoulder is like, I only agreed to be your bodyguard because you told me you were close to finding the spider with the superpowers. And I'm like,
and that was a very good impression, and I still don't know what his accent was supposed to be.
I think it's French.
Is it?
I think I looked it up that he is like a pretty famous like French actor.
Ooh, that's good, man. Don't like this. America
Garrick
fucked
is
you.
Hitting himself.
America fucked you. We really
we
like
you.
We failed you. We failed this fantastic performance. He probably came over here and he was just like, "Man, it's time for me to finally
break into the US
market." All of this stuff. He gets thrown into this obviously noted to death script to the point where they had to reshoot it, to the point where they had to ADR the reshoots.
His entire line.
All of his lines.
Let's really emphasize that. You can't be like, oh, like, not all of his lines were ADR.
No. Not a single line.
Not a single
fucking
came
line.
Out of his mouth.
To the point that sometimes his lips weren't even moving.
Yeah,
they were behind him the whole time.
It was
incredible.
From the back. Very good face of a man.
He's attractive.
He's a very,
man.
Very handsome
good villain
man.
Face.
And they were just like, no, we're not going to show your face at all.
There was a shot where Garrick hit me because one of the teen girls, the skateboarding one, she's sitting on a bed in a motel and you can see her reflection in a mirror in a composition where they didn't need to do
you
that.
Didn't.
Yeah. It's like she's just on the corner of the shot. You can see her reflection and she's talking, but her lips ain't moving.
Her lips. It's just like, buddy, you weren't even paying
you didn't
attention.
Even try.
It's look in the background. I'm usually I do not pick up on this type of thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is a boom in the shot at some point in the movie.
Oh, I missed.
I
love
missed
that.
It. I wanted to find it. I couldn't find it because I'm not good at spotting these things. It was that egregious that I had to like literally just point it out. I was like, hey, her lips aren't moving in the reflection. I can fully see her reflection. It's almost the reflection was so bold of her lips not moving. It was almost as if you like saw a camera in the mirror. That's how egregious this was.
Oh, my God. Do you want to know how bad it is? Do you want to see how bad the boom is?
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else that could be.
Yeah.
It's a shot where she's being an EMT, and it's, like, a pretty close-up shot of her. And
really good stuff.
It's nothing else is in the frame except for her and a giant – it looks like a big dick coming in the top of the screen.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Microphone's a dick. So we're in the Amazon. They find the spider. Gabriel steals a spider. He shoots him. And then these spider people,
yeah.
Basically, they retcon Spider-Man lore, which pisses me off.
If I were, like, Kevin – Feige, I would literally try to fight people. I would like get out of my fucking plush chair.
Yeah, very expensive chair.
A very expensive chair.
Yeah.
Drive my unreleased Tesla hovercraft. Self-driving car over to those offices and like say and take my shirt off and say, let's throw down. And they'll know. They'll know exactly what happened. They'll know exactly what they did. And then they'll be like, all right, we got to go get our ass beat by Kevin Feige, who is a surprisingly large man.
He's a big boy.
He's a big dude. Because like Zach was saying when we were leaving the theater, you can't do this to Spider-Man. He is the lovable icon of your entire franchise. And so for you to say that his abilities come from an Amazonian spider and he's a part of a tribe of a bunch of different spider
people. Fluorescent pink?
fluorescent pink, you know, and they all have his abilities. And you're just like, okay, so Spider-Man isn't
special.
Special?
No, there's a cenote full of them.
Yeah, like the only reason why Spider-Verse is cool is because it's just like, yeah, no, in every dimension there is a
Spider-Man.
There's one. And you want to retcon that?
And the villain was also a question mark Spider-Man?
This is so many questions here. So the bad guy.
Yeah.
Made himself a Spider-Man suit.
Yep.
All black.
Why?
Why couldn't he just crawl on the wall as with the mask
on? He could only walk on the wall.
Yeah.
He could only walk upside down.
He crawled.
Yeah,
he crawled.
Had a whole point to it.
Oh, my God.
Also, there's that one point where the first time you see him in the subway, I don't know if you noticed this, that he's not wearing shoes.
No.
He's wearing a suit.
Yeah.
With no shoes. And I said, where are his fucking shoes?
And, like, I don't care. Like, you can kill people. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're not wearing shoes in Manhattan,
disgusting.
You're a gross person.
You're despicable.
Mind you, I'm still not even sure that this is the villain that I'm supposed to be rooting against, because when he was in the Amazon with his mother before she was researching spider before
absolutely.
She died.
Absolutely.
He says she finds the pink magenta spider. And surprise, surprise, he pulls out a gun and is like, give me the fucking spider. And she's like, no, we can save so many people in the world. And he's like, I'm not trying to save anybody in the world. And she's like, why? I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, me neither. Why are you a villain? And he's like, because nobody helped me and my family when we were starving. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all we ever learn about. Can you say, name one other thing about this villain in his backstory?
Well, he's been working on big projects.
Like,
yeah. fucking an NSA member, I guess. I don't know.
We have nothing about this guy.
Yeah.
This is a movie in which no one wants anything.
Nobody wants
anything. And it's glorious. Cassie as a character doesn't want anything.
No.
She wants to get rid of these fucking teenage girls.
And this is, okay, if I can fucking fuck. Okay, here we go. We're going to get real for a second. Spider-Man is maybe the best comic book character of all time. Certainly the most iconic.
Yeah.
He's the most famous. And what makes Spider-Man fun, both in comics and in movies, is that he's a kid he wants. His wanting is what makes him so fun to watch. He's trying to balance his life in Spider-Man 2. He wants to have it all. He wants to get with first he wants to get with MJ, right? Then he wants to balance being a hero with being there for his wife. Like, the want is part of what makes him a great character. Cassie.
Cat lady.
She doesn't want any. She literally does not want a thing.
Yeah. She says it many times. She's like, I don't want to do anything.
She needs to go to Johnson.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man, it's fun.
Yeah.
Phew. It's wish fulfillment. Uh-huh. He's a dork. He's a geek who's getting bullied, who then becomes superpowered, right? Like, that's fun. You get to see the little dweeb become a fucking suave action hero. But also, he's swinging through the Manhattan skyscrapers. Uh-huh. That's fun. He's shooting little like whips. Gun globs out of his wrists.
Yeah.
Gun globs. That's what we call them.
Gun globs.
That is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her powers, let's get back to it. Confusing, and decidedly not fun.
Makes your head hurt a little bit.
Can't figure it out. I don't know how it works. She don't know how it works.
Yeah,
it's just kind. It honestly, the whole thing was filmed like the movie The Butterfly Effect.
Yes,
it's like a Nine Inch Nails music video with like a stutter editing. They filmed it through a prism, and then cut it up real quick, and I don't know her powers. It's not cool, and they don't do it like Groundhog Day, where she gets to do it over and over again. That would be fun.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been where, like, she can like memorize like how many steps she takes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you think about like the Blumhouse movie Happy Death Day. Like, even that movie did it better.
Kept my attention.
If you told me, hey, it's Spider-Man Groundhog Day, I'd be like, okay, cool, let's do it. Yeah. If you tell me this is a Trent Reznor music video, I'm out.
It was quick. It was fast.
What was fast?
The movie.
Oh, wow. You think so?
I mean, like, the movie was too long. Don't get me wrong. But, like, for a superhero movie that's out in 2024, it was quick.
It was quicker than the other ones.
It's like an hour 50, right?
Fuck, man.
Well, you probably are listening to us talk about it, and you go, okay, yeah, sure, Zach. Okay, well, maybe Madam Web doesn't have superpowers, but I watched the trailers, and we have three spider ladies.
Yeah,
they're in there. No, you fucking don't.
Yeah. They are in there for a total of 5 minutes, I want to say.
It's
maybe
a hypothetical Spider-Woman. It's a hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical.
It's, wouldn't this be cool? Too bad you can't have it now. Yeah. They're children right
now. I also have visions of them 10 years from now, and they will become spider people.
Yeah.
So you see a vision of them in the beginning.
Yep.
And you're like,
again, cut up in prism vision.
Yep. Exciting.
In 10 years.
And then you see a vision of them at the very end of the film, and all of that footage is what you saw in the trailer.
And that is literally every ounce of it. That's so disrespectful. It's almost like they only put that in just to create hype through a trailer.
Yeah. Oh.
Insane.
100%.
No, it's that marketing. Honestly, I feel for them because marketing watched this movie and went, long drag of the cigarette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
They really said, fucking send it. We don't care. They said, fuck it for the movie. Fuck it.
Just got to go on a quick, like, hard, like, comic tirade, I guess. Okay. This movie is in 2003.
Which it really wants you to know.
It really,
this movie demands you remember.
Does nothing but put a Beyonce billboard in the background to prove it.
It really, really fucking wants you to know.
It was like the whole frame. She, like, halfway through they keep reminding you every, I'd say, 12 minutes. They have one reference to, like, you got a cell phone now?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's so cool that you have one of those.
Dangerously in Love is number one on the charts?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
They have a scene where it's
this
like...
This one, Zach, literally was just like, okay, I have
camp.
To laugh.
It's camp.
They're listening to the radio and they go, we got a new song from Britney Spears. This one's gonna be a hit.
And
then
like,
they play Toxic.
Fuck.
Toxic.
In which driving scene was sick, like having the Toxic song.
Yeah, that was the only, like, just the beginning of that. Okay, on to the tirade. All right, okay. So this movie is set in 2003, right? So this is Ben Parker, famously Uncle Ben, and his sister-in-law, Mary Parker, who is pregnant with
Spider-Man.
None other than Spider-Man, Peter Parker, who they cannot say his name.
Not once.
Because they do not have the rights for saying Peter Parker. Which is
unbelievable.
So fucking funny.
They don't?
They don't. They don't have the rights for anything.
So famously.
Spider-Man related. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to, I would have to interrupt
something
your tirade
about Sony?
To tell this story.
Please.
So Sony famously owns the rights to Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And they, years ago, they were offered the rights to the entire Marvel catalog. And they said, no, that's all bullshit. We only care about Spider-Man.
Okay.
So they got Spider-Man, and then the MCU was able to, you know, Disney was able to acquire them. But, like, Marvel Studios owned the rights to every other character.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward years later, Sony goes, oopsie doopsie, we fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a crack at this, and... we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They strike a deal with Marvel to lend Tom Holland Spider-Man. You know, basically like, mm-hmm. hey, say you can have Spider-Man back to be part of your MCU, but we're going to continue to make Spider-Man universe movies. But they currently own the rights to the Spider-Man world.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing is them trying to make something out of nothing. An entire MCU out of Spider-Man, dare I say, a web CU.
Is that what Venom was?
Disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah,
Venom was good.
Venom and Morbius. It was fun.
Y'all know it.
It was fun.
But they've been trying for years to make the Sinister Six, which is like Spider-Man, six big villains, and so Venom, and we have
Vulture.
Kraven coming out later this year, and anyway. Yeah. But I want to hear where you're going.
Dr. Octopus. Yeah. So like, all right. Where was I? They don't have the rights
to say
Peter Parker. So
hilarious.
There's this whole scene where they're trying to guess the name of the baby.
That.
And then she was like, oh, what's it? What if his name is late Larry? And they're like, oh, no, it's not Larry. What about Jonathan?
Yeah.
No.
It's a good name.
And then she's going to say Peter, and then a balloon pops. To literally censor the name of the baby. But even still, this is in 2003. We have a baby. The spider people of Sydney Sweeney and other teens, in 10 years, will have spider powers. Peter Parker will be 10 years old, which also means that when he gets his spider abilities, there are three fucking girls just having Spider-Man powers that are just like him, and he never sees them.
Yeah, no, this is insane. Because the movie makes a point to be back in time, yeah. right? Because they care about the chronology here. They're saying, no, this is still the web CU, and we're going to get to Tom Holland, and like, no, this is all one big thing, right? We care about this is all one thing.
Yeah.
And you know, we saw what? There was a Venom post-credit scene in one of the Marvel movies. They're claiming they're putting them all together. So it says, don't worry, this is still the Tom Holland universe. But that does not make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
If there have already been three other Spider people.
Okay, but here's my
pitch. New York City.
They're gonna take these three girls and put them somewhere fucking batshit crazy. They're gonna put them on Antarctica.
They're gonna be like, oh, they got separated when the dimensional rift opened, and that's why he never met them and all that.
That's why they made
they're gonna be like, oh, please forget this movie ever happened.
I fucking hope so.
It's insulting. It's crazy.
It's insulting to what Spider-Man is. He is a singular object.
Yeah.
He just appears. It is a guy that just so happens to have spider abilities.
Who got bit by a genetically modified spider.
A genetically modified spider.
What we find out this that it's just a spider that, first of all, there is a cave full. They are not dead.
No,
they are nowhere near almost extinct. There's a lot of them, but we are made to believe that it's pink when I've been told it's blue and red. Who's this pink bitch?
Who that pink bitch?
I don't know, but I guess they're trying to say like the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is gonna come back and all that stuff, and this is his world that they're dealing with. But I still don't agree.
Oh, I have heard that rumor, right? That they're going to bring Garfield back.
Yeah, they can bring him back, but
they can do whatever they want. They
can
do whatever they want.
Right.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter.
They don't have the right.
We're all going to die.
No, it's like they're going to hand Spider-Man back at some point. The deal that they have is consistently being extended or whatever. But then also there's the whole thing about how Sony has to keep making Spider-Man movies
or else they lose
the rights to it. And so that's why they're just like, all right, just fucking
make the girl one.
We can't lose this thing because it's all we have. So let's let's just fucking make a Madame Web. Why not? Madame Web, a character that is so pivotal in the Spider-Man universe, something that is so fucking, oh my God.
But then,
this
by the
old
way,
lady in a
Ben
wheelchair.
Parker, barely in this shit.
Barely in it.
He's great.
Yeah. Put him in it more.
There's a moment towards the end of the movie. So Madame Web can see the future, right? Yeah. And by the end, she's unlocked her powers. And Ben Parker becomes an uncle. The mom, played by Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
Which I just floored. Because I was like, you know, Emma Roberts was like, bitch, give me Cassandra Web. Give me. Let me be the fucking lead.
Emma Roberts still thinks she was the star of this movie.
Yes.
To this day.
Yeah.
She's like, I get to play Peter Parker's mom. I'm the star.
Yes.
I'm like, Emma.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
You're playing another pregnant bitch.
Hey, do you know what's your aunt up to?
Yeah.
You
know? She busy?
So Emma Roberts gives birth at the end, and they come in and they go, Ben's so excited to be an uncle. All the fun and none of the responsibility. And Madame Web just goes, that's what he thinks. Meaning she knows that the parents are gonna die, and she's like, I ain't gonna do nothing to stop it. What the fuck?
God, I didn't realize that.
It's an insane moment.
What the
There's a couple there's one line reading that I told you that I think that Dakota Johnson actually did a good job. They're at the baby shower you were talking about. And they're for whatever reason, they don't know Cassandra, but they want to know her opinion. So they go, Cassie, tell us about your mom. And she goes, my mom died. And then points. And she's like, in childbirth, actually. And the line delivery is so good.
Funny.
Yeah.
Like, that was a genuine laugh out loud.
Yeah,
I'm like, Dakota, you still got
she's
it.
She's got it. She's fucking got it.
Wow.
I want to talk about... so many things.
Zosia Mammoth being the tech girly. I lost my mind.
The Shauna from Girls is the main henchman.
In Manhattan, nonetheless. Like, I can't.
It is baffling. And then she disappears from the movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's just like, she is the character that is
the man in the chair. The guy in the chair.
Yeah.
Enhance.
I feel like she needed lessons on how to type. You know what I mean? Like, it was right. so unbelievable, her as that character, that I was like, girl.
Yeah, why the fuck was she lifting her fingers up so high?
Nails. That's the only thing I could think of.
It was because it wasn't insane. Like, it wasn't like this. Tipping it. It wasn't this. It was just.
She's never coded a day in her life. She's never tapped a computer key.
Have you heard of iPad face?
Oh.
So people will look at actors and be like, nah, that kid has iPad face. I don't believe him in a period piece. It's just like that kid's face has seen an iPad.
Yes, I don't believe.
And that's why our dude Dominic Sessa in Holdovers was so incredible, because like that guy does not have an iPad face. Right. I believe him in that era.
But Saoirse Mamet,
she has. I'm too rich to know how to use a computer face.
Yeah.
I'm girls. She's drunk, like messed up New York City Nepo baby.
I have an assistant.
Her dad
that
is
types
David
Mamet.
I have an assistant
who types for me. Face.
Yeah. That was insane. Her dad is her dad
David
is
Mamet,
David Mamet.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. She is the ultimate Nepo baby.
I know.
Oh my god.
I know.
Very talented writer.
Yeah. I think she's very talented, but...
Oh, she's a talented writer.
No, he is.
Oh, yeah. No, I know he is. I'm sorry. I know he is.
I think she's great. Not in a fucking superhero movie ever, at all, in any role.
They steal a technology that helps scan his dream to create perfect photorealistic images of the three teens.
That's what's crazy. They don't create a technology. This is based off of his description of what the girls look like.
That's right.
I was getting ready to fucking die laughing if like a piece of paper showed up with what he drew, and it was like a really bad drawing. I'd have been like, "Oh, that's funny."
Like the leprechaun in the tree.
Or it's just like, "All right, just have it be like, oh, it's a perfect drawing. He drew a perfect drawing, but it was fully based off of a description." I hate this movie. I love the way that it makes you feel. I love the way that it makes people
this
feel.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we keep seeing reviews that are like, my Aura ring thought I was asleep during Madame Web and working out the hardest I've worked out in years. Or like, it's very confusing. And it's arguably like probably the worst rated movie out this year so far. You 100% have to go see it.
You gotta see it.
You're gonna kind of
have to see it.
You feel left out of the zeitgeist.
It's the same feeling of like, I want to go to London and do that Willy Wonka experience.
Oh, 100%.
Because I want to see how bad. It's in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Germany. I want to go to Germany and I want to see how bad things can be.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever like you're out to dinner and you have a bite of food and someone goes like, oh my God, that's awful. And you're like, okay, let me have a bite.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know.
It's so salty. Yeah. Let's try.
This movie feels kind of like getting hit by an ambulance, which Madame Web does to our main villain twice. She uses cars.
Jumps through a screen in Times Square with her ambulance.
From like the fourth story.
Right. Yeah.
And then also lands on four wheels after doing that.
I loved it.
Just to be clear, she drives up through through a parking lot to the fourth story, drives through a billboard, and her ambulance flies through the air, knocks a man who is standing on top of a car, knocks him off. That is some Vin Diesel shit.
Yeah.
That is fuckery, automobile fuckery that we only see in the Fast
Absolutely.
And Furious
That's
franchise.
That's a very good point.
Okay, other things that I want to hit.
I was gonna say there's two anime that do this well in in one of them, Chainsaw Man, a kid in who's a devil hunter or whatever gets the ability to see the future like 3 seconds in advance, I believe. But the whole thing is that although he can see what's coming, he still doesn't have the ability
to
dodge it. Like if somebody's throwing a punch at you and you know that it's coming 3 seconds in advance and you can't move anymore, or you're like, well, I'm too tired to move, or I'm not trained enough
to react
mm-hmm. well, I'm still getting fucking punched.
Rocked. Yeah,
I'm getting rocked. So like her entire ability is just like, but while also being like a doty person that doesn't really know what's going on, it would have been really cool if like, oh, she has like some EMT experience and all that stuff.
Yeah, tied into her, right? Because that's what I couldn't get over, was that like they made her an EMT for a reason, for like this idea of like near-death experiences. She's saving people, but like she doesn't want to do it. Like she doesn't want to help people. She doesn't want to save. She like wants to put it off as much as possible. And she randomly gets a second superpower, which is the ability to be in two places at once.
Okay. Oh, fucking okay. Okay. All right. All right. So I didn't. This is one that I want to ask what is actually happening, because I didn't.
What the fuck is actually going on?
I didn't understand it at all. Like, I left.
This is the climax of the film.
The climax of the film.
She goes to the Amazon.
Goes to the Amazon, meets her birth doula.
I just tell her about
doula,
the power.
Her doula. Yeah. She meets her doula. He says that you have the ability to, you might have the ability to be everywhere at once, all of the time.
Everything blah, blah, blah. Everywhere.
Everything everywhere. All that stuff. And she, we get to the climax of the movie and she actually uses that ability to where she can astral project to different places.
That's accurate. That's exactly what she did.
Which doesn't make sense.
Well, she doesn't train. She just does it.
How?
In the moment she needs it most.
But how? But like that.
The three girls are hanging from the bridge, which, by the way, the climax, the final fight scene is on a Pepsi sign.
Yeah.
Pepsi the cola. Final blow, what kills the villain
is the Pepsi sign.
Yeah,
not Madame
yeah,
I have more to say about that.
I mean, we love a good product placement.
Yeah, but that
you know?
Was like,
there's a couple Pepsi shots,
too much credit.
But like fighting on a Pepsi sign, that's, next level. Like,
that's pretty crazy.
Inspired stuff. Madam Web, you've done it again.
You've done it again.
But we have the classic Spider-Man moment where three people are hanging. Normally it's two. And he says, "You can't save them all, Cassie. What are you going to do?" And she's like, "Oh, I'll just astral project."
I'll just astral project.
I will save all of course. Them. Watch this.
Oh, you don't know that I can fucking astral project?
Neither
you fucking idiot.
I'm doing it right now for the
you
first
dumb
time.
Bitch.
Watch
you dumb
me.
Bitch. I can astral project.
So not only does she get... And she does that once and then it's over.
Yeah.
Not only does he get crushed by a Pepsi sign, mm-hmm. but, you know, Madame Web can see the future. So it's like, okay, this Pepsi sign is going to fall. I'm going to time it right. So she's crawling back and she's looking at the S, and the S is wobbling. The S is wiggling and she's crawling back and she's really telegraphing it. I'm like, because Cassie, girl, like she's like, S, and she's crawling. He's doing his villain speech, and he's like, I'm going to get you. And she's crawling and she's looking at the S, and she's crawling and she's looking at the S. He gets crushed by the P.
He got crushed by the fucking B. He got crushed by the P, dog.
It is.
He got crushed by the P.
That is it the twist of the movie.
But that was the real twist.
Oh,
it wasn't even the right
God.
Letter. Because I was also like looking at the beginning when she falls in the water. There's just one random S that pops
blowing
up.
That they have a flash
the
forward of a neon S.
Yeah, and I'm just
and
like,
you're like,
all right,
that S is going to come back.
S is going to come
it
back.
It's finally
there's
the moment.
There's the S. It's in the Pepsi sign.
Stop it.
Fuck yes.
Go watch over the P.
The S is gonna fucking kill him. That's crazy.
Got an S on my chest.
And
wrong.
It was the fucking P.
You got the P.
I was like, when is this S gonna come in? And it doesn't. It fucking doesn't. It never does.
During that scene, also, that she has, like, right before she's about he's about to die, she goes, "The girls were never your future. I was." And then there's a succession style zoom.
Oh! The way I gasped and grabbed my seatmate because I went, what is it? What? Why did they just do that? They just jump cut in on her face. Like they literally racked zoom to jump in on her.
You cannot,
like,
in the final 10 minutes
I'm
of
sorry.
The movie, do an off, like a Jim Halpert whip zoom into your I just killed you line.
As your one and only wicked camera movement.
I can't. I mean, this is where we all knew that it was by a succession director because it was doing a lot of punch-ins.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it's doing like a found footage kind of handheld situation.
I mean,
there's a lot of whooshing.
Yeah.
The whole first 30 minutes, they found this one crane that allows the camera to go whoosh and flip upside down.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we're going to get our money's worth.
Between that and the fractal like flashbacks, I kept going, this is exactly what an oral migraine feels like.
No, that's hilarious.
An oral migraine, that's it. When I'm throwing up and like can't see it, like that's exactly what it feels like.
Oh my God.
It was awful.
Again, it is very hard to make stuff, and I understand that and all of
not
that.
Not the director's fault.
Not the director's
not
fault
the actor's
at
fault.
All. Not the actor's fault. Not even the writer's fault.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. I fully just blame the fucking studio. Why did you do
by
this?
Committee. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you do this? I'm sure it came in just fine.
Mm.
And you killed it.
There was someone sitting in front of us as we walked out that was saying, this is so much different than the version I saw.
Mm.
So I think they did test it to death. Yeah. And probably you got too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, don't. Because when you test it, the audience also gets a little card. They'd be like, what parts did you like? What parts didn't you like? And then they write that shit down. And then the studio will come and he's like, well,
here's look the thing at what we got this, to know the most
look
on.
At what Jane said. Yeah. You know, it's just like, fuck Jane, man.
Joe and Riverside really enjoyed the spider, but thought, should it be pink?
Should it be? Like, I think it's magenta pink.
I think for bigger swings, that's where that comes in. Like the famous Get Out story is that they tested that in front of people and it had a different ending where he winds up in jail at the end.
Mm.
The police car that comes up at the end is an actual police car, and then Lil Rel calls him in prison. And that's the ending. And it left people with such a bad taste in their mouth that they were like, all right, this feels, you know, maybe we are just making people feel bad and it doesn't need to be that. Mm-hmm. Let's make it like more of a triumph. And then they change it to the ending that you see.
Relief. It's a great
It makes
change.
You relieved. It's just like, oh, because then there's like that big pop moment at the end of the movie where you see the police car and everybody knows.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Oh,
fuck.
This looks
this
bad.
Is it.
This looks bad. And then you see Lil Rel and you're like, oh,
and then you're like, thank God.
Yeah, right. So like, that type of stuff, sure. If it's just like, I just want to change one thing. But for you to like test it and then reshoot most of the movie.
Oh my God.
Throw it out.
But doesn't it like, you guys saw all the pre-Dakota Johnson like press tour and everyone was like, this bitch is unhinged.
She's amazing.
Doesn't it make so much more sense?
It makes way more sense.
And her at one point in like an interview being like, I don't know if the movie's good. Yeah, I don't think she knows what version came out.
Yeah, right.
She has no fucking clue.
I don't think you should be allowed to do that to actors also.
Yeah, imagine how embarrassed she is.
Yeah,
in a way.
I think that's so disrespectful and like, kind of mean.
Yeah.
Kind of really mean that you're now, I mean, those the two girls might have like a little bit of trouble like getting other
roles.
Things.
That's
other
what
roles.
I was genuinely thinking about how this like not only sets women directors.
Certainly
back.
The director.
Yeah, the director. Yeah. And she's like, oh, she's probably fucking fantastic. She is fantastic. There's
no
succession. Way that she's not.
Not
she
a bad succession director.
She's great. And now you have this shit like hanging over that was out of her hands.
Stinky, stinky poo-poo.
Yeah, meanwhile, Morbius guys have written multiple flops and are still getting jobs.
Well, hey, you know, sometimes you just got a morb.
Sometimes you got a morb.
Maybe the biggest laugh that you and I had there. Yeah. So we didn't say, but Cassie's wanted for kidnapping.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the plot. She steals a taxi as well. No big deal. Mm-hmm. They're in a motel room and she's like, I know what I have to do. And all the girls look, and she goes, no, you have to go to Peru.
Oh, my God. Like, what?
And like, sorry. We're in the middle of you're being hunted. You, Cassie, are wanted by the police.
By the police.
By the way, smash cut, next shot.
Peru.
She's in Peru.
Peru.
Peru. This movie is
apparently, no fly lists don't exist.
Yeah.
This movie insists on telling you that it takes place in 2003.
Yep.
Yeah.
Famously, a very hard time
to
fly.
To fly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. So where they're like, no, you need a background check before boarding this
plane.
Then she goes to the Amazon and she is able to find the exact spot she was born by referencing a Polaroid.
A Polaroid?
And some sketches
and
in her mom's
tree.
Notebook. She's like, this is it.
She literally, okay, so there's a guy, on Twitter, I'm sure everybody has seen it, that can fucking, like, he's a geolocator.
Oh, it's amazing.
And he can find a picture based off of, like, you know, find where a location based off of a picture.
Okay.
And, you know, and he does it in a, like, a sadistic way because he's probably a serial killer and all that stuff.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. But he does so much work and so much internet that for her to
find... In 2003,
for her to find exactly where her mom was based off of a tree and a picture. Are you fucking crazy?
And I was like looking at her makeup and her hair. I'm like, is she going to sweat? Bitch, now you would have thought this was on the edge of town.
Yeah.
She took 10 steps into the woods and was like,
got it.
I found the rare Amazonian tribe.
Oh, yes. The biggest forests on the planet. I figured out where the one tree is.
With the housing the rarest spider that no one could ever find before my mother.
It took her mom years. Our whole fucking life to find that one spider, and she found it immediately.
She was like, oh, guys.
Spidey Death Doula was there waiting, too.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Spidey Death Doula, what a trip. That man was attractive.
He is cool.
He was a handsome man.
Those Spidey, jumping Spidey man scared the shit out of me when they were coming through the trees. I was like, ooh, scary.
Because I missed this part, but then got to, they flashed the entire beginning.
Yeah.
And I did see some of it on FaceTime, which I did enjoy. Did they show how the baby got from Amazon spider people to live in New York City?
They yeeted the baby across the, just said, here, go.
Yeah, they shipped her.
Who's in New York? Don't worry about it.
They shipped her in a crate like Paddington, probably.
By the way, both this film and Paddington, they both start in Peru. There's a non-zero chance that Paddington, like Uncle Pastuzo, knows the spider people.
I love that. Aunt Lucy is a spider person.
Oh my God. I would watch that crossover.
Oh my fucking God.
There's one big thing that we have to discuss, and I'm honestly out of energy that I can't even express outrage, so I'm just going to say it. Spider-Man, what do we know about him? He was bit by a spider. Uncle Ben dies. With great power comes great responsibility. This movie...
Let's say that again. Like it's a proverb.
With great power comes
great responsibility.
Probably the greatest heater of a line ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know we talk in superlatives a lot.
Yeah.
If I had to put some of the best literary quotes of the,
Everyone knows it.
21st? Whatever.
Yeah, whichever one.
That is up there of the most impactful ones.
People hear and they're like, where's that from even? Yeah. Like, it's just that quote.
Oh, they know.
Before we get to our
Do you think I'm crazy for saying that?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
So they changed the line.
Yeah. They tweaked it. They put a little flavor on it.
I'm sorry. Just to remind the audience, the line is, with great power comes great responsibility.
Which is let's just really break it down.
Yeah. No, not an ounce of fat on that line.
It's
you
perfect.
Need every
it's
word.
Lean.
Every single word,
it
has to be in that order.
And it means something.
It means something to a generation of kids that watch Uncle Ben die.
Mm-hmm. With great power comes great responsibility.
It means
if you can, you must.
You have to.
Because you have a moral obligation to stand up, to do something.
Absolutely. Preach it.
This
Preach
film
it.
Posits, what if instead, with great responsibility, with great responsibility. Wait, what is the line?
See?
Exactly.
You can't even say it without the fucking...
when
it is swapped around.
What if instead you do the Missy Elliott? You flip it and reverse it.
Stop.
Because this film posits, when you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
No!
No!
What?
No!
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 When you what?
Huh?
When you take on the responsibility... Great power will... That's the Willy Wonka in Germany experience.
Yeah, no, that was AI. That's 100%. That is somebody like a... No, fuck them.
When
that was a marketing exec
truly
being like, okay, well, we can just... If we can't use a line, maybe
and
we can like
in the theater
fuck around
will go,
with it.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio meme. And instead, everyone went, no!
No, everybody screamed. That's not the line.
That's not how you say
because
it.
Because it's burned into our memory because we watched a sweet man die and say that. It haunted all of us. Are you fucking crazy? That's insane.
And that haunted me just the way you fucking said it.
Yeah.
It hurts.
You know that our morb boys, the day they wrote that line, he went ha-cha-cha, came out of his he came out of his palapa in his backyard.
Oh my god!
Closed the sliding screen door and said, "Honey, I was cooking today."
He said, "ChatGPT, thank you for the alternative."
So much, love that.
It's like they ran it through Google Translate
a million
seven times.
Yes. Yeah. It feels like. Okay, this is also leading towards the ADR-ness of this movie, but it does feel like it's been translated from a different language. Feel like it's a dubbed song, a dubbed
it's
movie.
So deeply insulting
yeah.
to, like, of all the fuckery this movie does with something that just works.
You just don't fuck with perfection.
I mean, I think.
Also,
yeah,
Uncle Ben has nothing to do with that line. She's in the Amazon when she hears that shit.
And she's not even over it. He's not
Maybe the Amazonian man said that first.
Get out of here.
Uncle Ben came up with that version later just by chance.
Imagine if she said it and Uncle Ben was in earshot. I'd be like, oh,
that's where
he got it from. Yeah. All right. So maybe his better line was just him punching just up smooth. Something bad.
Yeah.
Ben, you know? Uncle Ben is the greatest punch up writer in New York
of all time. Just get him in the room, baby.
Something I did like that me and my screen partner agreed was that we liked that Madame Web didn't have a love interest, but then we also fucking hated that she didn't.
Well, because, okay, Dakota Johnson and Adam Scott.
You thought.
They had chemistry.
I thought it was like, oh, we tried it at some point, and then it didn't work out, and we're still friends.
Yeah.
The least believable thing in this movie, and there are many unbelievable
things. And that goes to, like,
Also, I'm sorry, cutting you off, he can't say May Parker either, because she's trying to... I'm sorry. She's asking him and prying.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Who's, like, oh, you've met someone.
What's her name?
What's her name?
And he goes, mm-mm.
Like he got a fucking gag order.
God.
And then
Cassie goes, oh, it's serious, huh? And he goes, mm-hmm.
Ew, why wouldn't you say her fucking name?
I was like, guys, you might have to say her name on this one.
You might have to, because when that happened, I was like, is there something happening that I don't get? Like, what joke am I not in on?
God.
But that goes to what I was shaking my head about that was different from yours, Zachary, which was the ending.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to spoil some of it. And if you're here, you've stayed this long.
You're not spoiling anything. You're actually saving people from an experience.
You're doing a mitzvah.
You're doing a favor.
The signage falls upon our girl at the end, and she goes blind.
Right,
and she opens her eyes, and they're blue, and misty. Yeah, and you're like, ow, that probably hurt. Cut to her, like, turning her wheelchair around with, like, space goggles on, like, hello, children. Thank you for coming back from the bodega.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And I went, when the fuck did hitting her head that hard make her matronly?
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, she's a mother spider?
You're still a fucking EMT.
Yeah.
How did you afford this loft in Manhattan?
Like, on the water? And I just went, that's when I went, what fucking growth happened? What happened? How did we see her change?
Yeah.
What caused her to all of a sudden care about these women?
Nothing.
What? I saw no difference in cause of her wants and needs and desires. And that goes back to what you were saying in the beginning, Zach, is just like, it smacks you out of nowhere. It makes no fucking sense. It pissed me off. And at that point though, I was laughing my tail out the door.
I think, I just feel so bad for the creatives on this project. Like I really do see you.
Mm.
I understand what it took to make this. And I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize
for
whatever happened, whatever process. I know this was a 2-year process, I guess. Or 2 years from filming, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was crazier beforehand.
Except for that boom guy. That was your fault.
Yeah, that was on you, buddy.
You had one job, my guy.
That was on you.
That's crazy.
It's not his fault.
Yeah.
Also, just as a side note, Garrick's phone has lit up like 3 or 4 times since we've been here, and he's in a group chat with 2 other people that's named Articulate Fellas.
Yeah.
It's very funny. How cute is that?
It's very cute. I want more group chats.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I actually
not
hate
with
being
me,
in them.
Right?
Yeah.
We're in too many.
I think.
Do you have fun facts?
Not really.
Please make it.
I read them. They're good.
Okay. Yeah. I do think it's really perfect that Sony is kind of the Pepsi of like superhero stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they found each other.
That's what they're kindred spirit companies, you know? They're like.
Yeah.
Kindred company spirits?
Kindred company.
Yeah.
Like, look, we both need a win here.
Let's help each other out. And then we're also the lesser version of something much, much better.
It's really, I think, a testament for how good the Spider-Verse movies are that the stink of whatever they're doing here doesn't even touch it.
But yeah, that's very true. I also think that Sony should, like, what the fuck am I saying? I don't know. Like, they should, if they're trying to keep the rights of Spider-Man, stay in the animated space, because this is what, like, DC does with, you know, smaller, with, like, Justice League movies and Batman movies and Superman movies and all that stuff. It was just like, yeah, let's just have, like, a straight to video kind of animated project. If that's what it takes, I'd rather you spend less money and put it out in less of a stink and less of a crazy situation and just send it to a streamer or something like that so you can keep the rights so that you can have access to keep on making Spider-Verse movies.
Mm. But Garrick, don't you think it's going to be so much better when they do the Spider-Verse live action? Y'all ready for some fun facts?
Yeah.
We've only got two. You know, new movies are harder. But actually, this kind of clears up a lot for me. In the initial synopsis that Sony Pictures put on their website, it included the sentence, "Meanwhile, in another universe."
Okay.
Huh. Which, honestly, it clears up, sure. You know.
I would have liked that.
They took that away.
Yeah. I would have liked that, what's it called when they tell you beforehand?
Like the Chiron, the Chiron, Chiron?
Yeah. Chiron, but
how do you pronounce it?
I think it's Chiron.
It's Chiron.
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 Shit.
No, it's like a caution sign before a movie.
Disclaimer?
Oh. I would have liked that disclaimer.
Yeah.
This is in another universe, kids. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Ain't no Tommy Halls here.
There's no, this is a lawless land.
Yeah.
Miss Dakota Johnson, vroom vroom, she's a little stunt driver.
Nice.
She did her stunt driving herself, which okay.
Very cool.
Behind a machine.
Yeah, I would assume so. Okay. It says, though, that she, including that of the taxi and the ambulance, she wanted to do the stunt where the vehicle drives into the diner, but the team wouldn't let her do it.
Damn.
Too pretty.
All right.
Another fun fact, the sour gummy worms that Garrick bought were delicious, and he ate most of them, and which he should have.
Me and Garrick are both gummy people.
Gummy people.
This is, lately the is it a pleasure, guilty pleasure, just plain guilty hasn't really mattered, but I am curious.
Oh.
Do you think people should see the movie?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This is the definition of a guilty pleasure.
Absolutely. The definition of a guilty pleasure. It is see it with as many people as you can.
Go
it is
so
this
high.
Isn't like a oh my God, it's actually depressing how bad this movie is.
No.
This movie is something that is it's bad,
laugh.
But it's funny, man.
Treat it like the Super Bowl. This is a packed basement movie.
It's a packed basement movie. This is something that you watch as high as humanly possible, mm-hmm. and you just pay attention and you just turn your mind off and know that this is bad. Just know that it's bad. And if you approach it in that way, you'll be less upset coming out of it. Mm. But the fact that we paid for it actually did make me pretty upset.
Well, when you have AMCA list, we have not AMCA sponsored, list. It's so much easier.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if it were sponsored?
God.
Why aren't we? Can someone reach out to AMC? This feels so obvious.
That's a good one.
They don't need us.
Oh, okay.
I want to read you two things. First of all, there was a... all of these events happened in Madam Web except one. Can you guess which is the lie? Madam Web is born in a cave in Peru with the help of magic spider people. The three spider women never get powers and are only seen in costumes during dream sequences. Evil Spider-Man is killed by a large Pepsi sign. Madam Web becomes wanted for kidnapping by the NYPD. Madam Web runs down Evil Spider-Man in her car twice. Peter Parker is born but not named. Madam Web inexplicably splits into three ghost-like copies of herself near the end of the movie. They all happen.
They all are true. I was about to say, I was like, this all sounds insane, but the answer is all of the above. All of the, I'm sorry. No, it's not. All of the above are true, are in the movie.
And I want to, if I can find real quick, there was one Letterboxd review that I saw that is really special, and I'd like to leave us on that.
Ooh.
This is from Adam Bolt on Letterboxd. I was at the dentist today for an hour and a half with the Imagine Dragons playing in the background the whole time, and I can't believe that wasn't the most painful experience I had today.
Oh, man, we should do, like, Letterboxd readings just as an episode or some TikToks.
So good.
Rainy, when you come back, let's do it.
Good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I get the team, get the gang together. Get the web heads in your life.
Yeah.
And find the web that connects you all.
Woof.
I'm at Corn Diddy on all the things.
I'm Kelsey Dara on all the things.
I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
And until next time,
he was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.